Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Many people have planned to be in church today, but the snow has prevented them. No man is unbeatable. Those who have been beaten by the snow. Nobody thought the snow. I don't think it was part of the weather. Something. They just told us it's going to be cold. You know, and it's going to be raining. Look at the snow everywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the title of the message is No Man is Unbeatable. No man. The only one who has no competitor is God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's open our Bible to Isaiah 40. We read from 18 to 31. Isaiah 40, 18 to 31. Just follow me as I read. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman cast it, and a goldsmith overlaid it with gold, and fashioned silver chains for it. A man too poor to present such an offering, selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and his people are like grasshoppers. Let me find it. Okay. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. 23. He brings princes to naught, reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither. And a wild wind sweeps them away like chaff. 25. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all this? He who brings out the starry host one by one, and calls them by name. That is, God knows the name of every star. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden before the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. All young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Say amen. Amen. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. He will walk and not be faint. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. No competition. No man is unbeatable. We have heard of several people in history who thought they were unbeatable. Where is Hitler today? Where is President Idi Amin when it was raining? I was listening to him on YouTube day before yesterday, about 2 or 3 minutes clip. He said he went to the African Nations Conference, African Head of States Conference. He said because he had cold, he could not talk. He said everybody was worried. He said, because he's a thinker, and whatever he says, people respect him. He said, everybody was worried because he didn't talk at that conference. And it's because he has sore throat. He said, quickly they rushed him, they brought doctors from all over the world to examine him so that people can just hear him. Can you imagine? Where is he today? He died like a pauper. I'm sure his children did not know his graveside. Or what about Mobutu Sese Seko? Do you remember him? The powerful man of Congo Democratic Republic renamed the whole country and called it Zaire, something like that. And they said the meaning of his name is a burning fire that consumes. Where is he today? By the time he was deposed, his children, I'm sure they don't know where he was buried today. Now, let's leave all those head of states in behind. One happened recently. If you have been born in the past 30 years in Sudan, they don't know any other head of state, apart from President Omar Bashir, something like that. Do you know he was overthrown recently on Thursday? No man is unbeatable. How many people have you heard, where have you heard the story that God was overthrown, from his throne on earth and in heaven? It's not possible. Let's leave all those people alone. Let's look at sportsmen. When Muhammad Ali was reigning as a world heavyweight boxing champion, said, I am the, he has won something that he used. Eh? I'm the greatest. That is his end. I'm the greatest. You know, where is the greatest today? Eh? He was beaten. You know, one unknown guy came in and Leon Smith, because I was following Boston in those days. One small guy came and beat him off, took the title away. Then came John Holmes, Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes was unbeatable. He was beating everybody until this small 17-year-old boy came, Tyson. You know, and brought him down. The joy of Larry Holmes was that among sportsmen, recent sportsman, is being the only one who actually used senses in inventing his money and is living well. The guy who beat him out, Tyson, is living as you and I today. Some of we are even better than him. One day, I read that he was filing for Medicaid and then what's this popular thing that we get when you are Linkard, good. That he was on Linkard. This was somebody who became a multimillionaire at 17. He said, well, education also, played a role in his life because he has no education. He said the money became so big, everybody was just coming and cutting a slice out of it. They were all swimming. And everybody was just cutting their slices out of the money until he has nothing. Whereas that time he was on the top of the world, he thought he was unbeatable. What about Usain Bolt? You remember him? The world greatest sprinter. No? Sprinter. He wasn't? He's still? But he has been beaten. He's no more. He's no more the greatest. He's retired. And when he was retiring, he thought he's going to retire unbeatable. Do you know that? He thought he's going to retire unbeatable. Sometimes from the start of the race, he will run so fast that the competitors were such an admiring wide distance behind him. He broke world records in 200 meters, in 100 meters, in 4x100 meters. You know? He was simply unbeatable. Or so we thought. Until his farewell solo run in 2017. He just needed to claim gold and impress his fans for the last time before retiring. But he couldn't. a competitor by name, Justin Gatlin. 5 years older than Bolt. Can you imagine that? Not even a younger athlete. 5 years older than him. You know, took the glory away from him. Bolt came third, missing what would have been a very glorious exit. His message to his ever-loving fan, I'm sorry I couldn't hand it with a winning note, on a winning note, but I want to thank you for your support. That was how John Bolt left the scene. So no human being is unbeatable. That's where I'm going. Samson thought he was until he woke up. Samson thought he was unbeatable. You know that, if you know the story of Samson. Until he woke up to a rude shock that Delilah has removed his earlocks. What about Pharaoh? Until he lost his army in the Red Sea, Pharaoh also thought he was unbeatable. Pharaoh was God anyway, small g. So when Moses came to him and said, he was just wondering, who else do you want to worship except me? And he thought he was unbeatable. He lost himself, he lost his army in the Red Sea. What about Nebuchadnezzar? These are stories we have heard about. Until his fiery furnace slew his own messengers, but spear Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the intended targets. And when Nebuchadnezzar noticed the fourth person in the fire, he surrendered and admitted, there is no other God who can deliver like this. That was his comment. So in modern times, we have seen high-fisted leaders as well, who boasted of their powers and military might, removed from office by other superior powers, and sometimes killed in the process. If you think I'm telling a lie, ask Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein thought he was unbeatable. When the first war was to start, the Gulf War, he said, oh, we are going to fight the mothers of all wars. You know? The second Gulf War, he died in the process. He was killed, hanged. So human beings are beatable, but there's one unbeatable king. His name is Jesus. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has never lost a battle. His word is yea and amen. His position has no competitor. Isaiah 40:25. Look at what it says there. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. And then in Isaiah 45:5-6, the Supreme God says, I am the Lord. There is no other. There is no God besides me. He said, I will greet you, though you have not known me, that you may know from the rising of the sun to his setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Notice that statement, though. Say, I am the Lord, and there is no other. It's repeated. That is like saying, in case you did not hear me in the first instance, here it is again. I am the Lord. So our God is the beginning and the end. There was none before him, and there is none after him. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the unchangeable God. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He speaks once, and we hear him twice. Ultimate power belongs to him. If you read Psalm 62, verse 11, you see there. Have you not heard of absolute monarchies here on earth? Absolute monarchies, have you not heard of them? Yeah, that's just a lie. That's just a lie. No earthly monarch has absolute powers. I was reading on the news in Ondo State that there was one king there, a Yoruba king, in prison. And people started commenting. Who put him in prison? How can you put a monarch in prison? Oriade, you know, a kingly head. in the prison. Who must have done that? And some are raising curses for whoever does that. Some are asking why. Then I thought within myself, number one, there's no absolute monarch. Number two, nobody's above the law. Nobody ever asked, what did this monarch do that made him to be lying, to be languishing in jail? Yeah? In those days when a monarch would just peep through his window and saw a beautiful man going and said, bring it to my palace, those days have gone. They belong to the dust of history. No monarch can do that anymore. So where is his absolute power? Only God has the power. That is why God said, have you not heard? Have you not heard? That power belongs to me. It's only God. No earthly monarch has absolute power. Only God has it. God is the one whose words cannot be contested. No one can see what he sees. And no one can do what he does. No one can change what he says. Supreme and absolute are his actions. In praise of his majesty, let's look at 1 Timothy 1:17. 1 Timothy 1:17. No, let's look at, yeah, 1 Timothy 1:17 first. Said, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That same 1 Timothy 6, 15 to 16. He who is blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. No one has seen him. No one. His unapproachable light. We heard the story of Moses, who said, Lord, I have been speaking with you all these days, mouth to mouth, but I've never seen your face. Can't I just, you know, God, I know, and just, and God said, no one sees me and leave. No one sees my face and do what? And leave. It's not possible. But I will just show you a glimpse of my glory, my backside, as I pass by. And ever since, no one can look Moses directly in the eye like this. Since that incident. So, given a million of chances, given a million chances to choose, who will you choose? For me, I will continue to choose the one who has immortality in his hand. He does not die. Why should I waste my time with other gods who cannot see, hear, talk, or act? Why? Why do we waste our time with anything else? Why? When the one who has immortality in his hand is calling you, when the one who says, I am God, no one besides me, is calling you. When all other ones we are going to meet are beatable, even if they are raining right now, but they are beatable. Let's move closer to the only one that is unbeatable. Look at what happened in Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Let's put Psalm 2 on the notice. I was reading a book. Okay, this is the book, Together with God. That was the title of the book. And the man was trying to describe Psalm 2. Look at what he wrote, Psalm 2. What makes God laugh? He said, This is from the man's experience now. He said, I was washing my car as the late evening sun was preparing to kiss the earth goodnight. Glancing up, I impulsively pointed the hose at the sun as if to say, I want to extinguish his flames. You know, he was looking at the sun, going down, trying to say. Then he now decided to put his hose as if he wanted to extinguish his flame. Then the absurdity of my action hit me. I laughed. Here's how it might look as a news headline. Man tries to douse sun with garden hose. Then he continued. He said, though, I thought of God's love in Psalm 2. Then I thought of God's love in Psalm 2. Wicked nations were plotting to overthrow God's anointed, thus ultimately opposing the Almighty himself. But he sits in the heavens, calm and unthreatened. Man's boldest efforts to oppose such awesome power are ludicrous. The Almighty doesn't even rise from his throne. He just laughs in derision. But is this a heartless or cruel laughter? No. A same infinite greatness that mocks man's deviance also marks a sympathy with man in his lost condition. It's the same God who takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. And who wept over Jerusalem. Matthew 23, 33 to 37 to 39. He is great in judgment, but also in compassion. Exodus 4, 34, 6 to 7. God's laughter reminds us that Christ will ultimately triumph over evil. Any deviance of him and his will is futile. What a comfort it is for us to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and take refuge in him. Humankind's limited potential ascends God's limitless power. Our God is limitless. Let's stop wasting our time running around. Let's go to that God that can do and undo. Let's go to that God that has immortality in his hand. This morning, I want us to rise up. Our God has immortality. Let's recommit our life to God. Let's give our life back to God this morning. His position is incontestable. We can never regret the decision. Let's praise him in our heart for what he has done for us. Everything we have belongs to him. Moses requested that people should bring gold. Is it Moses? No, I think it was David. And they brought everything. Yet they gave glory to God because it is God who has given them power to make such wealth. David said, all these things that we have brought belongs to you, Lord. Your life belongs to him. The money you have belongs to him. Your children belongs to him. Everything you consider a blessing today belongs to God. He is unbeatable. Our God is a great God. Mighty God is his name. Today in church history is Palm Sunday. The day it was recognized that this is indeed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And everybody was shouting Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the one who comes. Shout out Hosanna to him this morning. Worship that King of Kings. The one who sits on the throne and no one can dethrone him. The one who installs kings and can also remove kings. It is you that we have come and we bow before you. Kings, powerful kings of the old, they've bowed before you before. We are bowing before you this morning, Lord, because we know that you are God. Because we appreciate the fact that indeed thou art God. Father, you will hear our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be open doors concerning us. Give us the master key, O Lord, to open all doors, to have ultimate breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren, any blessing you receive cannot be taken away from you. I want you to pray this morning. I want you to name specific breakthroughs that you desire and do a prophetic action of opening doors this morning. Anything that has been given to you, according to the word of God, John chapter 3, verse 27, no one receives anything except be released unto him from heaven. Everything that has been given to you, your children, the wealth, the house, your job, shall never be taken away from you. Pray for open heavens that the incontestable God, the unbeatable God, will make your blessings to be permanent. You will not die young. Our God is limitless. Psalm 3 says, but you, Lord, are a shield around me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. What is that thing that is assailing on every side of your life? Be confident this morning. Receive him anew. Receive God anew. He cannot be overthrown. He reigns in majesty. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, as you have rehearsed in the ears of the Lord, so shall the Lord do unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every good blessing that has been released into your life, because our God cannot be beaten, those blessings shall never be taken away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What you will do that will make God to close his eyes against you will never occur in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For you, your generations yet unborn, and for those that are already born, you shall be for signs and wonders in the land of the living. Because the Lord has said it. You will not sorrow. You will not suffer. Evil will not attend your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever you lay your hand upon, you will have cause to glorify the Lord. No matter the name the diseases are called, they will never come near you. They will not take your life away. Because the life God has given you is God's life. Therefore, sin shall never take it away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The ability and the anointing to recognize that your blessing is permanent because it has been given unto you by that one that cannot be beaten. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.